Kindergarten daf in the second book, the Zodaf Mem Zayin, begin them a basic, when tis matam, begin the Gemara, avanam the itzva afarim metamik kesheretz. The stones, the wood, and the earth of the Abodah Zarah contaminates like a sheretz. And tis vafil, mandam im, according to the one that says in daf Mem Alvam Beis, ein oivnim l'shvarim, but they don't worship broken things. So, but this is broken. So why is it Abodah Zarah to metamik kesheretz? Hacha beskim, or tomorrow beheiz, kekoyen shalisa, abodah zkecham shal Yisrael. It was the Abodah Zarah of Yisrael, which cannot a bittel. Oy, shlav kechavim. Or you could even say it was owned by a non-Jew, but b'shtachvali Yisrael, but a Jew bowed down to it, which again can't have bittel. B'shami muki, the Yisham actually explains could go in shtachvul cholev me'evin. Actually, no, because they bowed down to each and every stone, so it's not considered broken. Chepes akuntres, as we Rashi also explains, like a Torah Shabbat up in bezim bezim maskal abanov. This is not the beginning of the words the Gemara by Shabbat mitchilah b'zikravim. So there's three types of categories. Regarding houses relating to Abodah Zarah. The first one is a house that was built initially for the purposes of Abodah Zarah. Pishrash, Rashi explains, the initial construction was for Abodah Zarah. And they worshipped the house itself. Shortly in the next Mishnah, what's considered the first type of a stone, the most severe, is a stone that was hewn originally for the purpose of being a platform. The place where the Avodah Zarah is put on, but if the Mesabimus Kavod Kachav Matzvah, and they worship their platform as the Avodah Zarah itself. You have to give him a since I said Rashi was very well precise with this interpretation. The Bavli Tzachlum, for sure, you have to say Shabbais Ve'Avod Nasu Le'Avod, that the house and the stone were made to be worshipped. The Elias Mesham Shabbais Kachav, because if they were meant just to serve as a platform or a room for the Avodah Zarah, I mean, but the Gemara says that the Mesham Shabbais Kachav, assisting elements of idolatry in Asurim, not for Ben Ashiyab until they worship them. But the Gemara says Gabi Bona Ba'ayis regarding the house of that Bon Alpha Pishleish Ta'achva, that even it was built and it wasn't worshipped. But Gabi Ben Ami, so by the stone, and he told me from the back and says Chatz Metchila, that it was originally hewn, Mashmud Le Ovid Ba Kvar, that it was never worshipped yet, because the Ovid Ba, because it was worshipped, Lom Lechatzivam Metchila Kach, why do you even need to have that it was hewn originally for this purpose? Or Gabi Tfilin, but regarding Tfilin, the Gemara says Brachot Avachav Gimel Beis Amin, and we say Tzar Bebel Azmanay, that if you wrapped in it, even if you didn't prepare for that thing, it's already dedicated. So to hear also, you shouldn't have to have that was hewn for this purpose if you actually worshipped it. So therefore, yeah, it makes sense that it was made for Abodah Zarah, and therefore just a designation makes it forbidden. But from his wording, it sounds like that the house and the stone is meant for the placement of the Abodah Zarah, and the Agavod Zkachavim, and parenthetical, secondary to the Abodah Zarah, so they also worship the house and the stone. But Ketzas Kosher, that's a little bit difficult, because the Gabi Asherah, by regarding the third in the trilogy of these Mishnahs, regarding the Abodah Zarah tree, the Samach that the Mishnah brings after this, shortly on the next daf, in Varshkan, you can't explain like that, Shehei Netuul Hashem Tachtav Abodah Zkachavim, that, oh, it was planted for what you're going to put beneath it, the Abodah Zarah, and by Agavod Zkachavim, Oiv Mesa'ilon, and secondary to the Abodah Zarah, they also worship the tree. I mean the Gemara, because actually the Gemara says that the Gears is not Reisha, but actually, like the Bach says, Shtayim, Divyakol. There's two, the first two halachas Eben agrees to. Beilu Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon says regarding the third one, Ha'ilu Tzuriyam Oivden, since they're actually worshipping the figure, not the Lemes Eilu, we should permit the tree. Well, I come on and say the Agav Abiz Kacham Lemes Eilu, that parenthetical to the Abiz, we worship the tree. But that's isn't that the case of the first case of all the three categories? So the Lefarish B'chosh Lashtan, no, it says there it seems to explain by all three of them, Shabbana B'chatzah B'nata Lis Abiz Kachavim Atzma, that all the three cases they built, or chiseled out, or planted to be the Abiz Zarah itself. I bought the Nokka Gabbai Eben like Bemis, so why by the case of the stone did they say as a platform? I've got the Stam Bemis Regiluhu Lis Mishamash Abiz Kachavim, even though that doesn't sound like the Abiz Zarah itself, it like serves the Abiz Zarah, Kamei Bemis Shemalachim, which we have later on in the Gimel and Vase. So it says, the reason why I said because it wasn't significant in their eyes to worship it. Only those who are similar, a stone, I mean, not going to worship a stone, it's only if it's similar to a platform, because that's where they put the Avodah Zarah, and therefore they're worshiping it itself, but that's why they call it a bimus. So that it's at least significant type of stone. Next says, begin the words, the first of the cases of the Shalosh Avanim, the Mishnah says that the stone that was hewn out originally to be a bimus. Now, or then the truth is the same thing to have a Muslim minkad. We could have said a case of the most severe type of evan of zakvul shtachvasla, that when it was erected, stand up upright to bow down to it. By the brick, which that itself makes it forbidden. But it seems to be the loy dumb. It's not really the same. The adam Rabbi Yehuda, because this Rabbi Yehuda said the zikufasa israsa, that putting it upright makes it forbidden. That's only because subsequently the non-Jew worships it. Which we say that the non-Jew is doing the agency of the Jew. Kim degoli daite, because he's revealing his intention. The Jew, the lavoz kachavna is coming, that he's intending for idolatry, and the fact that he puts it upright to erect to worship it, even though he didn't actually worship himself. So here we're saying just the chiseling it out makes it forbidden. Shouldn't have a ma'aseh chash because it's a significant action. So it's not the same exact thing. That's actually what the Gemara says. If you build it, even if you didn't bow down to it. That's the same thing in our Mishnah, that if it's hewn out, even if it's not bowed down to. According to what Rashi explains in the Gemara, that the Mishnah is going like the one who holds that, yes, it's forbidden right away just by erecting it. So then, wait, the question comes back. It should have been a bigger chiddush by erecting it. Even though it's not hewn out for that purpose, the mitzah that's forbidden at libei according to him, like it sounds like previously, so why do we pick chatzva? So it just kept that symmetry between the mishnayos. Next, there's masal to begin with the words, which actually these Taisus in this deeper and the one after that belongs in Avim Ches and Aleph before the Taisus of the three Mishnais that start B'sholish. Be that as may, the Halach of Gidoy Upasla Abayz Kechavim. So if it was chopped down and chiseled and broken off branches for the purpose of idolatry, now Pirush HaKohen Rashi explains, Lavid Begidulin, that because he wants to worship the growth, so Yigdul Mata that are going to grow now. And the only thing that he's making as idolatry is what's being introduced. And he's precise in what he's saying. Because if the non-Jew is intending to rip out from the tree to make the whole thing up by the Zara, for sure the whole tree would become forbidden. Even though the tree is connected to the ground, because he did an action in the actual tree itself. Just similar to the case of the earth, that when you dig a pit and a cave and different types of things, and that's the gamsha karka where the rest of the property becomes forbidden, even though it's mchubel karka, it's karka lefisha asa b'maisa because you did an action in it, and therefore we say that the whole thing becomes forbidden. Which, as Rabbi Kivayga points out, this later on the Pnondam and Beis. So that's the same thing we would say over here. So obviously it's not to do it, because if it was to worship the whole thing, then the whole thing would become forbidden. Next, says Masla Hachi Gizinan Hemetach Tavuiz Kechavim Ubatla. So if you put up a desert beneath it and you nullified Hariz Mataras, so or the gear says Venatla and you took it away Hariz Mataras. So now it's going to be permitted. So it says, wait a second. Avak of the Chila Batla Nami. What even if you didn't or take it or nullify it, Lev Meshamshin. It's not considered that the tree as a serving the avodah zarah beneath it. The alibi rabbanu come bein lebe gemara. The gemara explains according to rabbanu. I mean that they say ilan shenatul b'seb avde muter. A tree that you plant and then you worship later is permitted. And here, presumably, it's not that this tree was originally planted for this purpose. For the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that it was planted originally for this. So why is the tree forbidden as long as the Avodah Zarah is there? Because as long as it was not nullified, there's still a rabbinic prohibition that as long as the Avodah Zarah is seen beneath it, it looks like as it was planted for that. And therefore, rabbinically, it's going to be forbidden, the tree. Next, that's not to begin the words of the Gemara of Anan, but us Bana Tanan, Eskan Rav's teaching, you see, it's specifically Bana. In other words, how could you say that it's going to be forbidden, like Rav said, just by bowing down, but we said it has to be built for that purpose. Which tells us, the Gemara could have said, according to your reasoning, then what do you do with the case of Bimus, the Talish who that's actually detached, and namiton a chatzva, and still says yun out, but you don't have to. El chatzva dan hishtachve. So obviously, when yun out, but it would include the case of bowing down, because you could make something that's talish forbidden by bowing down. So the same thing here also. Yeah, it says about building, but of course, it include bowing down too. The Gemara could have asked that too. Next, it's not the word the Gemara. If that's the case, Gimel. Why are you saying three cases according to Rabbi Abba? But it's four. Which takes points like a bimus namikul mefechacha. You could ask the same question about bimus too. The shtach v'le bimus aser, because bowing down to a beam is also makes them a bitten, which is like Rav's halacha. But it says there's one answer, answers them both. It says matter with the beginning with the words that v'hu shesayid v'kayid b'gufa shel evan. That the plastering was and the carving was in the stone itself. So I'm going to read the Rish says, kilafi zeh says the Bach, the words lav davka. So according to this, it's not precise. That you only take away what was introduced and nothing more. Because that's the case. So then, what's the difference if it's in the stone itself or what you plaster on top? You also take away what was introduced. Or rather, the pshat would be noikim kolo even. You carve out the whole stone, maybe aver from one side to the other side. Can get a chiddush opposite what was introduced? But when you take it away, that's more than just if it was on the plaster itself. That you just take what's on the surface. That's what would be a different according to what we're saying, that it's begufish 11.